What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Thursday and happy
fucking
June. Woo! It's gonna be a good month. Wait, can I just say something? Because I just realized it just now. If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, I've announced my new website.
But what if you don't?
Gotta be good, baby. It's going. It's happening.
Okay. Well, now you have to.
Because today's the 26th. I'm gonna announce it by then. It would have been like 2 days ago now.
Okay.
Or yesterday, whenever I decide. Either way, this is coming out after. If it doesn't, you're gonna have some editing to do. No, but guys, I'm so excited. My recipe website is gonna be like a little place to host all of my recipes. Cause you know, like when I make something in a vlog, some people will be like, oh my God, I can't find it. Like, where's this recipe? Da, 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 da. Now there's just like one little spot to host it all. There's videos for every single one. I took all the pictures for every single recipe. I recorded all the videos on my own. I edited them all on my own.
And it's beautiful, guys. I got privileged of seeing it. I'm actually her first subscriber.
I know. I showed her today and I was like, oh my God, you're my first subscriber.
It's so pretty. I am so. I'm very, very impressed. And oh, I'm not surprised though, because I feel like when you do something, you're going to do it right.
Put my whole heart into it.
Yeah. And it shows that you put your whole heart into this. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I'm so excited, you guys. I've been working on this for so freaking long. I mean, I did the photo shoot literally so long ago.
Right.
And even before that, I was working on it for so long. So I'm just like geeking that it finally gets to come out.
Finally.
I know.
Oh, and like,
it's not out yet. It's announced, but it will be available, I think, by the time this comes out in a few days. So you guys will get to see it.
Oh my God, it's so exciting.
It's called Gotta Be Good, because I always say, how could it not be good? But that's like way too long for a website name. So we went with Gotta Be Good. Because it's gotta be good. Good ingredients, simple. It's gotta be good.
Gotta be good.
I will be posting, once it launches, a whole behind-the-scenes YouTube video as well. From the photo shoot and me opening things and launching it. Yeah, like I'm going to film like, you know, like launch day. And then the video will go up after. It'll be like behind the scenes, you know. I have like some like clips
to
compiled.
Get to
yeah.
launch.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm so excited, so guys. Funny. So get excited. I think we're going to try to implement some sort of like, maybe if you sign up for email, you'll get notified when it goes up. Maybe something along those lines, or I'll just give you guys the date. I haven't done it yet, so to be determined. But yeah, get excited, guys. A few days.
That's so exciting.
I'm so hyped. It's finally.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. So June's gonna be a good ass month. I already feel like weight off my shoulders because like this whole like last month, I'm like, gotta work on it. Every spare second I had was working on this website. So now I feel like now I can just like keep up with it and like post new recipes when I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like freeing. Like it feels like I was pregnant and then I popped it out.
It's like now you can enjoy it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And like get your guys' feedback and hear what kind of recipes you guys want me to upload, you know, like. Yeah, like I want to do like question boxes on Instagram.
Cute.
It's going to have a whole Instagram page. So I can like, people will be like, oh, I want your recipe on this. Or you made this in a vlog a really long time ago. Can you put that on the website? You know, like stuff like that.
Right.
I'm going to have endless work to do. But
she's
I'm so
spreading
excited
herself
for
thinner
it.
And thinner, guys.
This is it. All right. Like no more every time the new year comes starting a new business. This is enough to keep up with. Now I have like three solid things. We have YouTube, podcast, recipe website. That's like my three babies right there. And three is my favorite number. So we're capping it. And like, I'd rather put all my time and effort into those three things instead of, like you said, spreading myself way too thin. Yeah. And half-assing everything. That's not fun.
Right.
But ever since I started doing YouTube videos only twice a week, I also feel so much more free. Like, I just feel like I'm getting on a good schedule, routine. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we're doing
beautiful.
Better.
We love that for you.
So yeah.
Yay.
I'll put the link down below.
Oh my God, awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'll just be a landing page that'll say like coming soon, you know?
Okay.
But at least you guys will have the link.
It's not out yet.
Right.
Okay. But it's coming.
It's coming. Yep. Yep. Finalizing.
Yay.
Okay. So yeah, happy June, guys. Welcome back. As you know, if you listen to our podcast often, first episode of the month, we do our favorites. You guys want to laugh too?
Yes, we want to laugh.
You know how we always say that we don't have a jingle and we want a jingle?
Oh my God. This is pretty fucking funny, actually.
It is pretty fucking funny. So I'm cleaning out my Dropbox account the other day, like just organizing stuff. And I went to my Ogmail folder and it said like jingles or something. And I was like, what? And I clicked on it. You guys, we recorded like us saying stuff for Zane to make into jingles months ago and completely fucking forgot about it.
I didn't even remember doing it. Like, I still don't remember doing it. But she said I was part of it, but I don't remember doing it.
Yeah, we sat here and we were just like, monthly favorites. Like, we were both like saying stuff like that for Zane to like incorporate into like a little jingle thing. We both totally forgot about it. I was like, oh my God, we literally did this work and never did anything with it.
Like, so, guys, it's coming.
Dumb asses. And I have to tell Zane.
Oh, it's funny.
I'm writing
it down.
She's
got to put it in a calendar because otherwise it won't get done.
It's so true, though. You can't even lie. I will forget things. Okay. Zane jingles.
Does he? He jingles when he walks. He's got all that change in his pocket. Jingle, jingle. I know. Stupid. Whatever, dude. I try.
Okay. So anyways, we don't have a jingle yet. But now that I discovered that we actually did record some audio clips for our jingle, it will be happening. June's going to be a great month. I put my beach pass on my car. I ordered a beach chair, you guys, that has a hole like a massage table. So I can tan my back and put my head through it.
And read.
And read my book under the chair. I'm very excited about it.
You're so cute.
Thanks. That'll be my next monthly favorite. We'll see if I actually use it. I'll be using it in the backyard. You're going to be like, what the fuck is Alyssa doing? Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so we do three favorites of the month. Here we go. Number one. You want to go?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Ghost Taco. Ghost Taco. I think I may have mentioned it on here, but it's my favorite right now. We've been there twice. Not been there. You go there. They like, I guess, rent out the kitchen of another restaurant. So it's just strictly like you online, you place online, you go and you pick it up. But holy guacamole.
Tell them
no
where.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
It's absolutely delish. It's in Amityville on Park Avenue. It's part of, like, if you order online at Ghost Taco, you pick it up. You go into a different restaurant to pick it up. It's not a ghost. It's not a restaurant.
It's
restaurant.
Like hidden secret.
Right.
I will put their Instagram in the description.
Oh, okay. It's fucking fire, guys.
Yes.
It's delish. The Zane quesadilla
and I,
is
sorry.
Bomb. Sorry.
No, sorry.
No, the quesadilla is a fucking bomb. That's my favorite. Well, no, the tacos were bomb too. But they have very unique, different stuff. And, you know, we've been there twice, so we've tried a couple of different things. Yeah, delish. What are you laughing at?
Sorry, I'm just laughing because before we started this episode, we were talking about how funny my mom is because she'll just text us random shit.
And I got a text.
You did?
I did. Have you heard Lady Gaga's new song?
No.
Yes.
Right now?
Yeah.
She just texted you that? She just texted me a picture of her car in the car wash.
Anne-Marie.
Literally before we started, this is so off topic, but we were just talking about how my mom will like randomly send us like like things that she's doing throughout her day just to like
with
chat,
no context
with
though.
No context.
So it's like
or wait. To the wrong person. Like she sent Jerry just like a bunch of pictures of shoes the other day.
She was like, sorry, I was to my cousin. I was like, wait, what? New shoes? Question mark.
We're like, we're trying to plan for Aaliyah's birthday. And she just like was talking to Jerry about her plans for something else. And Jerry was like, I'm confused. Is this because I invited you to his birthday? She was like, oh shit, yeah. Like, just over the head. So I'm dying that we're recording right now. And a picture of her at the car wash pops up.
And she sent it with Siri too. Like you were just talking how she talks text,
yes.
Talk text, but she goes, oh my God, did you hear Lady Gaga's new song? I actually
listen,
did.
My mom's going to be 60 this year. You got to love it. I'm watching her become a grandma. I love you, Mom. I mean, you're not a grandma yet. You're going to have to wait, but it's really funny. I guess it's because we both go to, like, the car wash and we both have, like, the monthly pass. So she's, like,
she's
showing me that.
Yeah, with you. I get it.
It's just funny that that just happened.
She's texting me about Lady Gaga and you, a picture of a car wash.
She's like relaxing live in the car wash. Got to go on her phone.
Oh my God. It's good to know that she's thinking of us, though. Like, yeah. That's awesome.
The other day I was on the phone with her and my dad. They were in the car going to eat. And she was like, all right, like, we're going to go now. We're going to go eat, whatever, right? She didn't tell me where, what, when. Like, we didn't have a conversation about that. She just texted me after we hung up and goes, Jersey Mike's was closed. I go, what do you mean, like, closed down? She's like, no, they were just, like, closed. Like, we couldn't eat there. I was like, thank you for letting me know. She goes, I'm really full of information.
We love you, Anne-Marie.
Funny, and then she'll like just talk text like her whole day plan. I'm just like, have so much fun, Mom. And just like run on sentences, and like the amount of times I reply to her, I just go, Ma, that didn't make any sense. It's so funny. She needs to learn how to use the audio one. You know when you can record a quick voice memo and just send it? You know how I do to you? Like, she needs to learn how to do that. That would be better. One time she did it to me and she sounded like she was trying to talk text. Like, she was talking like a robot. I was like, Ma, that was a voice memo. Like, I can hear you saying that. I'm like, you're not doing talk text. You're sending me a voice memo. And you're going, hi, Alyssa. I just wanted to tell you.
Anne-Marie.
Meanwhile, her Siri spells my name wrong too. A-L-Y-S-S-A. I'm like, oh my God.
Like the other Zumba person. The original.
Oh, the original. Yeah, I told Zane that story yesterday. It was so funny.
The original, Alyssa.
Anyways, back to Ghost Taco. Sorry, that just popped up in real time.
Yeah, okay. So Ghost Taco, delish. And Alyssa, yeah. I had mentioned it to, I don't even have a sore throat or nothing, but she just want to suck on one.
Love that. She loves sucking.
You know, whatever. But I had told Alyssa and Zane about it. And actually, I had come downstairs. And I went to tell Zane. And Zane was like, Ma, if you're about to tell me about Ghost Taco, Amani already told me. And I'm like, really? So for Amani to have said something, I'm like, all right, it wasn't me. It really was
Amani
good
told
food.
Me, too.
Wow. Yeah. And yeah, so for Amani to have said something, I was like, okay, it really is good food. And then they finally went yesterday.
Yeah, ironically enough, we're doing our favorites today. We went yesterday. We got the fries, we got a steak quesadilla, and we got two tacos. And we, like, shared it all. It was actually cute. We went and sat by, like, a little local, like, little, I don't know if it was, like, a bay or something. Like, a little water.
Cute.
And ate in the car. I loved it. It was delicious. I got, like, an Asian pork taco, because I love weird shit like that. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Zane got a steak one, and the steak quesadilla was really good. It has like this shell that Jerry, which we can now say, Jerry wants me to recreate, trying to make a recipe with it for the website.
It.
That would be like interesting. Maybe I could do like a breakfast quesadilla, because I don't have any breakfast recipes yet.
Mm.
Is that too much information? No, that's fine.
No.
Okay. But yeah, I want to try to recreate it. It seems like they like lightly fry it with some sort of like seasoning on the outside.
So
it's like
good.
Salty and delicious.
It was
yeah.
salty and delicious.
Yeah. The only thing, you guys, is I have been 3 months pregnant ever since I ate it. I still have not shit. And I'm so bloated. It
but
hurts.
You did say you didn't take your fiber gummies yesterday.
I did not
which you take every day. So yeah. I guess not taking fiber gummies and
Dude,
then
they
eating.
Help.
Obviously, it does help, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's why she feels the way she does.
Yeah,
on top of
that.
Eating all that fried.
Yeah,
food.
And then my friend who's a Zoom instructor texted me last minute, and he's like, are you going to this class later tonight? And I was like, yes. I was planning to go to the 7 o'clock class. And then he's like, if you want to do a double whammy, I'm teaching this one. And I was like, after eating that food, I felt like shit. So I was like, all right, let me do a double whammy, because I had some free time, you know? And I felt like so heavy. It felt like there was 20 tacos in my stomach. So we're hoping for today.
TMI? Sorry. Not TMI.
I'm just so bloated. I need to figure out what it is because I'll eat certain foods and I'm just like, oh my God, my stomach is like rock hard.
Right, but then you don't want to give up that food. So if you realize like you're gluten intolerant, you're like, I'm not going to give up gluten. I'll just have to have this pregnant,
right,
bloated belly for a little
or
bit
I will,
after.
I'll know if I'm eating that food. I can wear like something flowy or stretchy, you know?
Got it. Prepare for it.
There's like tests out there though nowadays that you can probably do and see like what your body like rejects.
I just saw something.
Yeah, somewhere. I think I saw somebody do something like kind of like an ancestry kit or like a DNA kit.
Yes, and it was like literally she's like, what am I supposed to eat? Because it was every single
thing.
Oh
no,
I just
see,
saw.
I don't need that.
She's like, what am I forgot who it was.
Oh.
But
it's like Zane's allergy test.
Yes, and it was like basically how her body
rejects everything.
Right.
No thanks.
Although, maybe. I don't know.
It's probably oil for me.
You think? It's probably the quesadilla shell.
No, the fries. Probably the fried fries. I don't know. Because if I just eat a taco, like, I'm fine. I don't know. I have to figure it out. But also, like, it's so normal to get bloated, too. So maybe nothing's wrong. I'm just eating. It's right. Normal, you know?
Without her gummy fiber. Without her fiber gummy and without, and then two Zumba classes. Just gotcha.
Yeah, it was a lot. I was like, oh, I ate too close because I didn't know I was going. Yeah.
Aw.
Anyways.
Well, I wish. All right, so the taste was good. I wish the after effects weren't.
It's okay. It was worth it. Okay, my first fave?
Your website?
Oh, my God. That would have been cute. I didn't put that.
Oh, but you could put it for your June, your next one.
Because, yeah, because then it'll be out.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
My first favorite is a Trader Joe's product. It is the Trader Joe's broccoli tots. I think that's what they're called.
So it's like a tater tot, but it's made out of broccoli?
Oh my God. But it's, I know it sounds healthy and gross and like, ew, Alyssa, shut the fuck up. But like, it's so, like you don't eat it, think like, oh, I'm going to eat a tater tot. You know what I mean? Don't like expect it to taste like potatoes. But it's like a tot form. I'm going to look it up so I can get the exact name for you guys. Oh, here they are. See, they're not even called that. Good thing I looked it up. They're organic veggie bites, bite-sized tots with organic vegetables and sunflower seeds. So you make them in the air fryer, and they're pretty big, too. Like, it's a big serving size on the bag. The outside gets, like, crispy, and the inside is, like, kind of like a creamy broccoli in there. And then it's got, like, little crunchy sunflower seeds. I think you would like them. You know what they remind me of? Have you ever had those smile fries from McCain?
Uh-huh.
They kind of remind me of that. They're like crunchy, but then like mushy on the inside.
So that's a texture.
Yes, yes, yes. And I dip them in ketchup. And I love like getting like the little sunflower seed bites. Even Zane likes them. And they're supposed to be like, quote, healthy, I guess. And Zane thinks they're yummy too. They're, like, very satisfying, like, the texture when you air fry them. You should try them next time you go to Trader Joe's. I'm going to need a Trader Joe's trip soon if you want to go. Maybe I should go today. Do you want to go to Trader Joe's?
I have a doctor's appointment after this.
Oh, whatever. But, yeah.
If you go, though, if you do go today, grab me a bag.
Yeah. You want sourdough, too?
I could freeze it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sourdough and broccoli tots. Organic veggie bites, sorry. They're in a green bag. Try them. If you don't like them, sorry. But, like, I think
like,
they're
delish.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, just don't expect, like, potato, you know?
Right.
It's, like, crunchy outside, creamy on the inside.
It sounds really good.
Yeah, I think they're really yummy.
Okay. So I love broccoli.
It's worth a try.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth a try.
Mm.
Watch, there's not even broccoli in them. I just, like, think it is. She's, like, green.
It's the green bag. She's thinking it's broccoli.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, my second is Lincoln Lawyer. It is a show on Netflix.
Oh, Zane was up watching that until 4 a.m.
Was he? Yes. I know, like, the first one, he was like, yeah, and I'm like, all right, don't watch it. And he's like, I had asked him yesterday because he told me that he said he was watching it, which, and then the guy got tacos, which is what made him want ghost taco yesterday.
Oh, really? Yeah, I asked him yesterday. I'm like, can we like go grab a bite? Because it was like late in the day. I was starving. He was hungry. And he's like, can I be honest? I really want tacos. I was like, okay, he random, but sure.
Yeah. So then he came home after eating ghost taco and told me that he really enjoyed it and stuff like that. And I'm like, and then he said how he saw it on the show, which inspired him. I said, oh, so you're still watching? Do you like it? He's like, I love it. Yeah. And I'm like, really? I'm glad, because sometimes I feel like I love everything because I just think like, whatever. But yeah, Lincoln Lawyer, I think, I mean, I did Google yesterday and maybe potentially a second season, but I really think it's a one and done. I think like it starts with this and it goes through. He's a Lincoln lawyer. And I think it's there was a movie and now there's just a Netflix series, but I love it. It's intriguing. It's good. It's fast paced and it's good.
Nice.
Love it.
I will not be watching because I still have not even gotten to episode 3 of Million.
You know
Little
what?
Things.
That's fine.
I need
That's
to finish fine. That first. And you know what?
What?
You know, it's coming back on June 6th.
Love is Blind.
Love Island. Love Island, the one when they go to Island. And then Millie.
Okay.
That's my shit. And I have it on my calendar. I can't wait. I'm going to order myself some food. I'm going to sit on the couch and I'm going to have a me night. It actually works out perfect because my sister is coming to visit soon. And it's like the day that she's leaving, I think. So I'll drop her off at the airport or she'll go home in the morning, whatever. And then I get to have like my night after like a crazy week because we're going to be doing so much shit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Nice. So that's going to be taking up a lot of my time because I think it's on literally every day. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to watch every day, but like I just love that show.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm excited. But yeah, Zane was up until like 4 a.m. watching that show. And I'm cranky in the middle of the night. So when I turn around and I'm like, what are you doing? Go to fucking bed. Watching my show. He's like a night. Zane and I are so opposite. He's a night owl. I'm a morning person. So I'm up at 8 a.m. like, hello, good morning. And he's like, what the fuck?
Like, go back to bed.
And now I see him up at 4 a.m. and I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, go to bed, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Get to talk to him about it. Yes. Because he obviously got through some episodes. So that's exciting.
Oh, he probably finished the whole damn season.
I didn't.
Okay. My second favorite is not that exciting, but it's Kava. All food. My God, Alyssa. You never tried it yet, right?
Kava.
Kava is basically like a Mediterranean version of Chipotle.
Oh, yeah. No, never.
I've told you about it. No? It's in Melville.
Okay.
It's all over New York City, if you guys live in New York City and other states too. But we just got one on Long Island not too long ago. You like go up like Chipotle and you make a bowl. So they have like basmati rice and then you do like arugula or whatever kind of like greens. They have feta cheese, roasted corn. They have like lamb, like falafel, like meatballs, like hummus, tzatziki sauce, like stuff like that.
Huh.
And you like make your own bowl.
So it's like a Mediterranean Chipotle.
Yeah. That's what I just said. Or are you repeating me?
Is that really what you just said?
That's exactly how I said Kava. It's like a Mediterranean Chipotle.
I heard Chipotle. Like you go up like a Chipotle and you order everything. Wow. See, yeah. Emery, listen, your daughter makes fun of you, but I'm the same way. Shit just goes over my head.
We actually just took her there for the first time when we took her for her Mother's Day day, and she loved it.
Nice.
That's where we went for lunch, yeah. Yeah, I love it. I think it's delicious. They have, like, a bunch of sauces and, like, yummy stuff. And, like, you feel good after eating it, you know? You don't feel like shit.
Okay.
It feels, like, good.
You don't feel like ghost taco-ish.
You don't feel like ghost taco. You feel, like, healthy. And I think all their stuff is just really fresh, and even Zane loves it. And I had to convince him for a long time because him, obviously, with the sesame, there's, like, you know, tahini and stuff like that. And, but I told them, I'm like, on their website, like, they have, you know, like, really in-depth, like, nutrition stuff. And, like, it shows you ingredients and every single thing. I'm like, I think you'd be fine, you know? And now he's, like, obsessed. We're both like, Kava? Like, you want to get Kava? Yeah, we love it. So, definitely recommend. This is not new news, but it's new to Long Island. So, I'm a new fan over the last few months.
Nice.
But, like, anytime I'm over in that area, I, like, excuse to get Kava.
Okay.
Yeah, it's yummers. Okay. And they have like an app with like point system and stuff.
I will have to check it out.
Yeah, you like that stuff, no? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like tzatziki and feta and stuff. Yeah, you would like it. Their chicken is delish.
I will check it out.
Roasted veggies and stuff, yeah.
Delicious.
Interesting. My last is my geckos. Alyssa was like, you're what? I have, I got them last year.
I was going to say, I thought you had them.
Yes, I picked them up a couple of years ago. I just happened to see them like on like a little sidewinder end cap at like Christmas tree shops. And I loved them, thought they were adorable. And they've never had them since. I even went back this year and they didn't have any. But they, you know, whatever. They're just tiny little metal things that you just put on your fence. And they're fucking adorable. But I got geckos, and
they were in your backyard, right?
Huh?
In your backyard, you had them?
On the fence, yeah.
What happened to them?
They
like just, rusty?
Yeah, they get rusty, broken. Oh, you know, okay. It's a couple years old, and we should have taken them down, and we didn't.
You left them out through the winter?
Yeah.
Okay. Understood.
And then, like, if the dog jumps up on the fence, knocks one down, then yeah.
They're murdered.
And they were like murdering them. They were like a dollar something at Christmas tree shops.
Yeah.
So it was like, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
But I wanted them again because, you know, it's just boring to look at a big wooden fence. So I wanted to put stuff up there. And originally, I have been picking up hubcaps on the street.
Huh?
Because I saw, and if you look it up, they're so pretty. But every one I found doesn't. It's the way it is. So, but people paint them to look like flowers, and I was going to do that. So I picked up a whole bunch of them, and I sat outside the other day, and I started painting them. And then I realized that the ones that I happened to find, no matter how I paint them, still look like hubcaps. So instead of like flowers, they just look like I have painted hubcaps rather than I have flowers.
Okay.
So then I'm like, all right, so I guess I'm going to look for geckos again, so... Because I was going to do it with the geckos and do my hubcap, like a flower bouquet.
Yeah.
Hubcaps, but it did not look good.
No? So you exnate all of it?
Yeah.
Aww.
I might try again, you know, like I didn't throw them out.
Get Aaliyah to do it. She's the artiste.
I told her. And, yeah, maybe she'll. She was just in the bad mood that day. She's been a little bit of a bitch lately. I'm not gonna lie.
She's turning 17, so.
I love her, but Jesus, she's been on my damn nerve.
I'm telling you, that's the age.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
You know what the worst
like
part
terrible
is? I'm sorry. I know we're trying to do our favorites and get through them.
That's okay.
Yesterday, I had to pick her up at school, right? So she's like, hey, can you take Aaron and Michaela home? Sure. Get in the car. They're all, yeah, right? Drop off Michaela, drop off Aaron. We're on the way home. And then she's like, resting bitch face. Hello, do you have life in you? I'm just hungry, Mom.
You're like, you're just fine with your friends.
You're just fucking fine with your friends. Now I get the attitude. So now I have to stop at Lidl. I stop at Lidl. We get a couple of things. And then I have to, my cuckoo on my car don't work. So I put my shopping cart by the back of my trunk, went and unlocked my door, come back. And she's just standing there like, hello, how about open the trunk, empty the stuff? Like, I'm sorry. I'm just like poopy. Ugh. But then she'll get on her phone with her friend and be like, da, 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 and it's like, I don't deserve this. I'm the one I gave you life. Be nice to me.
Like, I'm good to you, damn it.
Exactly. Fuck. All right. Anyway, rant over.
That's a 17-year-old girl.
Rant over. I ain't mad at not even. Then,
you remember
know
how Monty was at that age, too?
Dude, yes.
This guy. So now he's hitting 21. He's getting over it.
So then, yes, last night, she comes into my room. So the night before.
It's a very hormonal time.
So the night before, I got no sleep at all. I was up. It was a horrible night. Got zero sleep. So yesterday, I was like, I'm going to hit the bed and be out like a light. Meanwhile, it's like 11 o'clock. Aaliyah comes in my room. I'm wide awake, of course. Aaliyah comes in my room. She's like, Mom, so I had a cup of water on my table.
Oh, no.
And I knocked it over. And, like, the router's there. And the wire for my lamp is there.
No.
So I had to get up. I didn't want my daughter to electrocute her damn self. But I was so annoyed. Really? Really? You dropped your cup of water. How old are you, two?
She's a little clumsy.
Stop fucking drinking water in your bedroom, then, if you can't handle a cup of water.
Or why doesn't she have a sippy cup?
She has one. Oh, that was the other day, because a couple of days ago she did the same shit. I buy her like that, but it has a twisty thing like mine.
Yeah.
Right? Love it. She never fucking closes it. So if she drops it, guess what?
Spill.
It's spilling anyway. It's not hard.
I feel like you've always had this issue with Lee, though. Like coming home from school and just like throwing her shit around, like her room.
Oh, God. But if her fucking eyelash or fucking makeup ain't perfect.
You're like, who did I raise?
I can't stand it. I'm like, stop worrying about your face and worry about your room for a second, child. Holy hotness. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm really throwing my daughter under the bus right now.
It's that age. It's not just her.
Every day I make her a sandwich. I make her a sandwich. She's fucking 17. I make her a sandwich. Whatever. I did it for all my kids. So I make her a sandwich and I wrap it in tinfoil, right? So I go in the room yesterday to clean the water that she just knocked over. And her garbage can is under her desk, but her garbage can is so full. But I move everything out of the way like a lunatic because I'm annoyed. And there's like 47 fucking balls of tinfoil everywhere. It's like she takes it out of her backpack and just throws it on the floor, throws it on the table, throws it over here. I said, I don't know, I probably tormented her. But, I mean, not purposely, but I wanted to sleep, and now I'm over here cleaning up fucking water off a router and wires, right? Yeah. So I don't even know what I said. I said something like, you know, you stop worrying about your face and worry about your room. And then I just walked out. But then this morning, I see by her door like a big black garbage bag. So I'm like, okay, she probably went in there and got rid. And then there was like a McDonald's cup. I don't know if it was McDonald's, but you know, like a paper cup. But you know, if you just let them sit in there with the drink, soak. It's gonna break through.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and on the way out of her room, I was like, oh, by the way, that looks like it's about to break through too. Guys, I'm a bitch. You guys love me, but I'm really a bitch.
No, honestly, I love this side of you because usually you're like, oh, my kids can do no wrong. I love them no matter what.
I do love her no matter what.
You should get so fucking annoyed at some shit sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I do. And then I feel guilty. Like this morning, I just, she said something. I asked her something about Friday, her birthday, like going out. And she's like, all right, I'll think about whatever, like, what she wants to eat. And I said, Kay. She goes, please don't K me with a crying face.
Like, oh no, I'm on mom's bad side.
I'm like, KK. And she thumbs upped it.
You're like, you need to get your priorities straight, girl.
Yeah. You're fucking worried about your little fucking highlight in the corner of your eyeball. Fucking worried about your tinfoil on your floor.
She put it
in the basket.
She has too much to do. It's not on her priority list. She does too many things, and cleaning her room is just not making the
list.
Well,
you know what? Go to school with your face naked then and worry about your room. But God forbid that happens.
I'm like you. Like, I need a clean space.
Oh, it drives me crazy. And you know me, Alyssa. I'm a tidy person. I don't walk around dusting my picture frames every day. You know,
but that's not me. You wouldn't just throw tinfoil on the floor.
Oh, that shit fucking irks me. Yeah, I have the corners of my house that are definitely like
cluttered. But not like messy.
But if I walk past something, it's on the floor, I'm going to pick it up. I walk into her room and Amani, both of them.
Amani's always been bad, too.
Amani's room is closed. He's got fucking piles of clothes everywhere. And then he'll go, Ma, are you doing laundry anytime soon? And he'll throw down, like, five things. Like, just throw it all down.
And he's 20.
I'm on a fucking rampage here. I'm sorry, guys. See, the truth comes out. I bottle it all in, and all of a sudden, I'm like, fuck everybody, man.
No, listen, I feel you on some of those things. Like, some of the things that Zane says, too. But now, I've said it so many damn times, and he actually, like, because it's just like, yeah, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, but it's just, like, something that bothers us. And also, like, if I tell him something, he'll be like, I don't want you to act like my mom. And I'm like, well, then don't make me feel like your mom. Pick up after yourself.
Wait, I'm insulted.
He's like, I don't live with my mother anymore. I don't feel like I do. And I'm like, then don't make certain me have things, to act like
right,
your
that's
mother.
That's what I'm saying. Just certain things are like, oh.
Zane's bad at, he'll get out of his clothes and just leave them next to the bed. And I'm like, either put them away on a hanger real quick. It's not far. Or put it in the hamper. But now he finally does it. And it's like magical. And he makes his side of the bed in the morning.
We used to come in here and he'd always have his socks in here. Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm not your mother.
Yeah. Yeah. I listen.
And now he finally does it. And it's like, really not my... I don't yell at you for it anymore.
Listen, my ex-boyfriend Dave, mm-hmm. his mother was meticulous. When I tell you, I mean, she never had a job in her life. Yeah. She was literally just a stay-at-home mom. Like, she wore a house coat and, like, cooked from, just whatever. The old school what moms were is mm-hmm. what she was. And she would clean her house like it was a full-time job every single day. And when I tell you, you know, she would rotate. So today would be like... She would strip the room, the curtains and the blankets and sheets in your room. And then the next day she would do it in Dave's room. And the next room she would do it in Karen's room.
Damn.
So she would cycle through. So every single day was doing like a major cleaning. But when I tell you, you could eat off her fucking toilet bowl and her kitchen floor. Like, I'm not exaggerating. She was immaculate. I have never been that way. So I've never been on my kid's ass to, like, make sure you hang that up and put that away and, like, right. perfect. But keep your shit tidy.
It's also like, a point of, like, hygiene, too. Like, you don't want to leave, like, a rotting something or, like, a nasty cup that gets, like, you know what I mean?
And I told Aaliyah yesterday, I'm like, I'm surprised you don't have ants in here with all right. this.
Yeah, you don't want bugs.
Like a little bitch. I'm sorry, Aaliyah. I love you so much. But,
you
okay.
know what, you know
so
what
with that being said, sorry, I'll let you.
Okay, go ahead.
I really do have great kids who I adore. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm blessed. And, like, all these little things, who cares if they have a messy room? And I told them, you want to have a messy room, close your door. But when it comes to, like,
hygiene.
Sandwich and soda, get rid of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Okay, sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I think what it is for you and I, like, it's like, I work so hard to keep the space clean. Like, I don't have to do yours, too. Like, just work with me. That's and, like, for me, it's, like, for Zane and I'm, like, I film in here every day. I already have to clean up after myself. Like, because him is, like, he's not filming. You know what I mean? Like, almost, like, who cares what it looks like all mm-hmm. the time? But I'm, like, I need, like, a tidy space, mm-hmm. you know? So, like, just pick up after yourself.
I agree. On that, Aaliyah the other day, she comes out of her room and she has... maybe like 2-3 cups in her hand, right? And I had already done all the dishes, but then Ever made Aaliyah breakfast. So there was the little, you know, the little frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a little frying pan, a plate, and 2 coffee cups in the sink, right? But everything else, there was nothing else. It was those 4 items. So I just look at Aaliyah. She goes, don't worry, I'm going to wash it. Do you know she went and washed her cups? And left the other stuff. And I just looked at her. I said, you have got... She's like, but that's not mine.
You're like, yeah, somebody else served you breakfast out of it.
Not even that, Alyssa. You're going to... Really? Is that what we're going to do?
It doesn't matter who's used
fucking
it.
Fucking just... You're over there washing dishes anyway. It would have taken you 1 extra minute to wash those 4 little things. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. If Zane and I, whatever's in the sink, we do whatever's in the sink.
Well, you use that cup and I use that fork. So that's what...
Right. It's already you're already soapy.
Are you kidding me? I was so disappointed in her.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, sometimes you go, you know, leave it, I'll do it. I said, that's if it's a fucking sink full of dishes and you're just... throwing a cup in there.
Right.
Leave your cup. I'll wash it all when I do all the dishes, you know? But come on, really? I think my daughter, it's that book smart, common sense smart thing.
That we talk about?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's definitely more book smart than common sense smart. I mean, she's got more than some other people had, but sometimes she's just like, like Aaliyah,
she's growing up. You know what I mean? It's that age.
And, like, listen, Amani's room, if I go in there, right, I literally walk in, like, I just put like this and I walk out. I can't.
Boys are worse.
I can't. Like, I can't.
How's he going to bring a girl over?
Whatever, dude. I even offered, like, because you know me, like, when it's a big mess, like, the satisfaction of cleaning a big mess, give it to me. I'll do it. I'll do your room.
Yeah, but then you have to do it every day,
and he's like, Ma, no. I'll get to it. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway. Close your door. I don't care.
Yeah.
Aaliyah, I do care. And the reason I care about Aaliyah, that I want her to stay on top of it, is because...
Her mental health.
But she's also, A, she's going to go away to college.
Mm.
She like you said earlier, Aaliyah does 9,000 different things. She's in 5 different honor societies. She's in Students for a Better World. She's in pit and orchestra, pit and marching band and concert band and jazz band. She does so many, like literally every single day after school, she's after school for a different club, for a different thing. And she takes AP classes. She's involved so much. When she comes home and all of this is like chaos, it only adds to her already chaotic mind. So I try all the time. I'm like, Aaliyah, if you take off, like you said, take off your shoes. You put them in the little shoe thing. It's right there. It takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I walk in her room. I'm like, Aaliyah, you do not have 8 feet. Why do you have 4 pairs of shoes just thrown about instead of just taking them off and putting them in the thing?
Yeah, because she's in the rush in the morning, but then she doesn't take time after school to fix it. I know. I used to go over when Dane and I first started dating and clean his room for him all the time. Now he's living a whole different lifestyle.
I can't. Yeah. I just don't get it.
It's teenage phase.
Well, I thought I would have a with Aaliyah that because, you know, I did not have a room that looked like Aaliyah's.
Yeah.
My brother's room looked like my boys. Boys tend to be like sloppy. They don't give a shit, you know, but
you just
would be better.
Yeah. You know what it is too, probably for her and Imani? They don't spend a lot of time in there. No. They're like always out and about doing things.
No, Aaliyah's in there from the second she comes home from school the entire day. Which I'm trying to get her out of too. Don't sit on your bed with your laptop doing your schoolwork. Get up, you sit at your desk that I bought you or sit at the kitchen table.
I think her mental health is being affected by being messy though.
I do
too. And she doesn't realize it.
I do too. Exactly.
She thinks it's not a big deal.
Thank you.
But like in my eye, like even right now, like I can't wait when we're done to like tidy up my apartment because it got a little messy last night and I was tired. So like, but like my mind is like, I can continue my day until it's like tidied.
Oh, that's me too. It's like I go upstairs and the very first thing I'm going to do is dust off my furniture. I have very dark furniture. I have 2 dogs, 4 cats. My house, if you go upstairs right now, I literally have tumbleweeds of dog hair and cat hair going down my hallway. But I vacuum every single day. I have
God bless.
And I have to. And yesterday, I took out my old canister vacuum to get in between the couches because now it's getting hotter. The dogs are shedding even worse.
Yeah.
Did all that, but you go upstairs now and I have literally a layer of fucking hair on my table.
Damn.
And it's just like, ugh, I hate it.
That's why I don't want a dog.
I hate it.
Zane and I were just talking about this in the car yesterday about getting a dog because he goes on like Reddit. Mm. Do you go on that?
Every now and then.
I don't even know what it is. I don't even know how to use it. But I'm like an old lady. But he'll like go on like Reddit threads, I guess it's called. And he'll look at dogs and cats. And he'll show me all the time golden retrievers. He loves golden retrievers. And I'm like, Bailey is golden retriever energy. Like we have a golden retriever, you know? But we were talking about it, about like, he's like, I know, just like one day when we get one. I was like, I don't know. I was like, first of all, I don't trust you. You're not going to go outside and pick up shit that's steaming in the hot sun. Ugh. You're not going to take it for walks. We're not going to deprive a dog. Like, when it comes inside, like, I just know myself. I'm going to want you to wipe their paws, make sure they don't get, like, mud everywhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to make sure it's done right. Mm-hmm. And I know damn well you're going to be too lazy if you're in the middle of doing something. You're just going to let the dog in and not do anything about it. He's like, yeah, I totally wouldn't do that. I'm like, so I just don't trust you. Like, I can't. And he's like, no, and ditto, like, if you don't want a dog, we're not going to get one because I'm going to want your help, you know? And I'm just like, I'm not getting stuck doing everything for this dog when, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to be a specific way about it. So, I don't know. It's just, it's a lot of work.
They sure are.
It's like a full-time job.
They sure are.
But I'm like, I don't trust you.
I was power washing my fence yesterday, and I was like, holy shit, Mimi fucking whatever. But yeah, I was cleaning out fucking dog shit yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't say 3 kids anymore. I mean, I have 3 kids, but I have 2 that live upstairs with me. Why am I the one cleaning up dog shit?
Right.
They're the ones that wanted fucking dogs.
Right.
I don't want to
resent Zane for that. I'm like, I'm going to be fucking mad at you.
Yeah. So I'm out there yesterday cleaning up dog shit. I'm out here fucking brushing them. I'm out here fucking feeding them, making sure they have water, fucking take them on walks. It's all me.
Or like when they're puppies, I'm like, you're going to train them to not eat shit and ruin our shit. They're going to have to be just get a full-time job.
It sure is.
Because I'm not having a dog that comes in and destroys shit. then I'll really be mad at you. You know, like it's got to be done right. And I'm like, I don't think you're ready for my owning a dog face. It's not gonna be fun. It's like, yeah, but if we have like an entryway, like from the backyard where they have like a little like a hose or something to like, you know, and I'm like, you won't even do that. I'll just let them in. But I'm like, yes, it has to be very, very, very convenient.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So yeah. Anyways.
Where are we? We're on your second?
My last favorite.
Oh.
I did the Trader Joe's and the Cava.
Okay.
My last one is butt wipes, guys.
I thought you said everything was food. Do you eat your butt wipes?
No.
Are they edible?
No, when I did the first two, I was like, oh my God, a lot of food. No. Okay, so if you know me, you know. I love my butt wipes. I travel with them, like, cannot go without them. I even turned Zayden into a butt wipe guy. He's like, now I can't go to the bathroom without my butt wipes. Like, necessity, right? I will never, ever feel clean without a butt wipe. And so I go through them so much because I use them every time I go to the bathroom. Well, not if I pee, obviously. But I used to get, like, just, like, Walmart, like, Great Value, like, Mega Pack or, like, Target Pack or whatever. And they're just, like, shitty. Like, you pull one out and it, like, rips, you know? Like, whatever.
They're shitty. Ha!
And so I ran out a few weeks ago and I was desperate. So I went my ass on Amazon and I ordered a pack of Cottonelle. Is that how you pronounce it? Cottonelle? My life has changed. I am now a bougie butt wipe bitch.
A BBB?
A bougie butt bitch. I am now a bougie butt wipe bitch. And Zayn is too. There's a big difference. It's thicker. It feels better. It smells nicer. It doesn't rip. They're amazing.
Hmm.
So I got them on Amazon. And it wasn't even that expensive. I got like 14 of them for like, maybe it was like 12 packs for like $15 or something like that. So it wasn't even like crazy expensive. I don't remember how much I spent on it. That could be totally wrong, but I'm going to put them in our Amazon shop. But they're called, I wrote down the whole name, Cottonelle Fresh Feel Flushable Wet Wipes, which also, by the way, I never flush them. We put them in the garbage because we don't want to clog anything. When they say flushable, they're liars. How many horror stories have you heard? People's toilets getting clogged all the time, right? So my life has changed, and now those are my favorite butt wipes, and they're so much better.
Wow.
Yeah. Life-changing.
Okay.
Yep. That's my last favorite. I have a bonus one, too.
Ooh.
Because it's not really, like, relevant in this moment.
Okay.
But Miss Doubtfire on Broadway, I went and saw. It ended on the 29th, so
it's irrelevant, but relevant.
Yeah, it's irrelevant, but it was a favorite of mine. So Zane and I took my mom on like a little Mother's Day shopping day. Like that was her present. And we went to lunch and we went and eat. And then that morning I found out about this app called TodayTix where you can get tickets for that night for a Broadway show. And they were literally $80 for two tickets, which is so cheap for Broadway. The only thing is you don't know where you're sitting. We got blessed. Did I talk about this on the podcast or no?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, we got there and we got blessed with like literally like the 8th row. It was insane. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to use this app all the time because I don't know. Even if you're in top mezzanine, it's still a good view. I feel like you can't really lose in a Broadway theater unless you get like some fucking tall guy in front of you, I guess. But oh my God, if you guys watched the movie when you were younger, it was just like nostalgic, iconic. Like the guy that played him, oh my God.
Really?
Incredible. He was like incredible. And it was like so cool because you watch him like if he's like getting changed, like trying to hide from somebody, you like watch him like get out of the getup. Like you watch him put it all on. You know what I mean?
So cool.
It was just really cool. They did the scene where, like, the mask falls out the window, you know? Or, like, they're run by fruiting, you know? Like, yeah. That scene. Aww. Like, and actually, Carly from Yes Broadway, she's the one that sends me to shows. I bought these ones, obviously, but her best friend is in it, too. So I got to watch her best friend. Yeah, she's the daughter.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was just such a feel-good show overall. The visuals were so cool. And just the acting was absolutely phenomenal.
You know, like, maybe I'll go watch that movie, look for it and watch it. I must have seen that movie about 25 times, like when they were kids.
You know what you really should do?
What?
Because as when, it's 11:11, make a wish. As we're recording this, it's not done yet. I think you should go on Today Tix in the morning and try to go that night and get $35 tickets, because I truly think it was such a great show. It was like my favorite one I've seen in a very long time. And especially if that movie's iconic to you, you would love it. It's so good.
Huh.
It ends on the 29th. It's the 26th. It was incredible. The acting was insane.
Wow.
If you're interested, I don't know if and when it would ever come back. I don't know why it did not run for long. I think it literally started in January.
Everything that I've seen on it has been great. Like, the reviews have been great and everything. So I don't know.
I think shit happened because they were supposed to open before COVID, and then like sales were different than they expected and stuff like that. There's behind the scenes shit that mm-hmm. we don't know.
And also maybe contracts. Maybe some of the people are contracted out to do something else because they expected it to start right, then, that too. You know?
That too. Oh, mm-hmm. but there's like a scene where like 20 Miss Doubtfires come out, and like it's just, and they put like the fog on the stage, and it's like a dream. Like, there's like 20 Miss Doubtfires on the stage. Like, there was just some really, really cool parts. And like, even like the two other kids, so young. I'm like, what incredible actors. Like, literally, like a six, seven-year-old little girl.
It's like when we saw MJ, the little yes. ones. It's like, are yes. you kidding me? Like, phenomenal.
Yeah. I'm like, how do you remember your lines? Like, you're doing great. Like, good for you.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. But I'm really sad. All my favorite shows are not on Broadway anymore. Jagged Little Pill, Waitress, Miss Doubtfire. Michael Jackson, I would highly recommend to anyone.
Yeah, it was so good.
But I don't know. Miss Doubtfire was just so iconic. It was so good. It was like really well done. Yeah.
Interesting.
If you're interested,
what is it called? The website?
Today Tix. It's an app.
I mean, yeah.
You go on at 9 a.m. and they release tickets for that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today's Tix.
Today Tix.
Today Tix. Okay. I'll have to do it. Yeah. Do it. I'm just trying to think. It's like Aaliyah's birthday is tomorrow, then the party is Saturday, and Sunday is over, right? So it would have to be Sunday.
28, 29. Or tonight. If it's on there. I know, it's last minute.
Yeah, no, I have too much shit to do for her birthday yet. Maybe Sunday.
Or Saturday.
Saturday's her party.
You want to be here for it? You don't trust them?
I want to be here for it.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, Sunday. Then Ever could go with you. He would enjoy it, even if he's never seen the movie.
I think he has.
Okay, so then you guys should both go.
All right.
Well, I think it's worth it. Okay. I think it's a great show. Anyways, I guess we could just end this episode a little short instead of hopping into more stuff, because it's already at 53 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just talk to us all day. I mean, we just talk to you guys all day.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, I guess anything else we want to add on? Let me think.
Other than my daughter driving me nuts all yesterday, man. And then she gets in her moods, right? Sometimes she'll feel like she, you know, which I guess everybody has their insecurities, but she can go from like a high.
Like boss bitch status.
To be like, oh my God, have you seen this? Look at this. This is crooked. This is, fuck. I'm like, listen, I know I complain about my weight and my teeth and stuff like that, but I mean, what really matters is as long as you're a good fucking person, you know? Like, I understand, like, you want to look pretty and stuff like that, and you do, and you are, but, you know, if her fucking makeup is off, it shouldn't cause a meltdown.
Yeah, but everybody has different priorities. You just don't wear makeup.
She needs to unprioritize that, because she has too many things that she prioritizes. It's her grades, it's the fucking extracurriculars, it's the music, it's her makeup. It's like, there's too many things that I feel like she loses focus on the things that are important, you know?
And but at least the makeup gives her some sort of boost of confidence and makes her feel good. You know, like, look at it that way.
No, See, yeah. And this is what I was trying to explain to her yesterday. Yes, like, I understand that. Like, it makes her feel good, but she shouldn't depend on makeup to feel good, is what I was saying. Like,
But that's easy for you to say because you don't wear it. So, like, I'm just talking as somebody that wears makeup all the time. Like, I feel, like, 100 times better if I have some sort of makeup on my face. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just don't wear makeup.
But if you don't have makeup on your face, are you walking around like poopy diarrhea like you have?
At home? No.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, if I was still in high school, like, I wouldn't go without it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess and when I was in high school, sure, I wanted my makeup and my hair done and stuff like that. I just feel like with so much that she concentrates on, and you got to have priorities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you can't, and that's what I was trying to tell her yesterday, is you can't be perfect at everything, you know. Nobody is symmetrically perfect. Nobody, you know, your grades aren't always going to be perfect. Like, this isn't always going to be perfect. I said, but as a whole, I said, there's some people that have only great grades. There's some people that only have great looks. There's some people that only good at one thing. I said, you're blessed, you're talented, you're attractive, you know. I said, you as a whole, you're a good person, you know. I said, just I don't know. I mean, I guess it's easier for me to say, and I'm not telling her to go to school without doing a face and makeup, but
it's look good, feel good. You know, like, you operate through your day better when you feel better about yourself. And that's anybody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even you, I'm sure if you just, since you don't wear makeup, if you just change into like a going out shirt and leggings, you'll feel better than walking around in your pajamas. You just feel more put together for the day, you know, and you feel like you can be more productive and just feel better about yourself.
I get it.
Yeah. No, I know.
It.
Yeah.
But when I see like her room look like it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you
you're just put on a little mascara.
Right.
Because she does like the whole like fake lashes every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a whole face, the contouring, the highlighting, the this, the that. It's like, you wake up early enough to do that, but you could be getting done 17 other things.
Yeah.
If you took a few shortcuts. You know, I'm not saying going to school like blank face.
You know, oh, no. If I don't have time, like, I'll just throw on like a tinted moisturizer, a little mascara.
I know. I brought that up to her.
Did
I was
you?
Like, yeah, like Alyssa. I know Alyssa likes putting on her makeup, but there's days that she says that she'll just put on a tinted moisturizer and mascara.
Yeah.
You know? I said, maybe something like that.
That's what I do to the gym. Because I just don't feel confident. Like, especially I'm doing Zumba. Like, you want to have fun. You're dancing. You want to feel good. You know, look good. But I don't feel, like, comfortable going in with, like, you know, my face gets really red when I sweat and, like, work out. And then, like, sometimes I'm pale. So, you know, like, my face is paler than my body. So I like to just throw on a little tinted moisturizer, a little mascara. Maybe, like, if my brows look sparse. A little bit of brow filler. But I do that. I know people don't like to wear makeup to the gym, but I just feel better. But, like, it takes me, like, 3 minutes. Right.
And then I was telling her, like, yesterday, I was like, who do you look up to? Mm. Like, who do you admire out of your friend group? Who, you know, and then I did this on purpose. I was like, who do you think is, like,
got their shit together?
Like, the, right.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kennedy is a plain Jane.
Yeah.
Not, she, you know, she's not like an ideal,
mm-hmm.
what people would consider a beautiful person. I think she's beautiful because it's her personality that shines through for me. But, and then I'm like, okay, and who do you think is like the prettiest girl? And then she's like, her. And I'm like, oh, but don't you tell me all the time, like, she's a little bit of a bitch, or she's a thotty thot, or she's a this or that. So I was trying to make her understand that beauty, you know how they say, like, beauty's in the eye of the beholder kind of thing. I'm like, just because somebody is face beautiful doesn't mean that they're a beautiful person, and vice versa. Somebody could be not attractive in the face but be the most beautiful person you know. So I'm just trying to let her know that there's more. Like, I understand what you're saying about, like, if you feel good, you have a better day. Like, I do.
It's confidence.
Like, and I do. I get that. But I told her that she shouldn't rely just on makeup to make her feel confident. She should, she should walk around feeling like a boss bitch because she's a great student and she's talented with music and she's, you know, whatever, got a great friend group and good family. You know, like, those things,
you
I
wouldn't
think.
Be saying this if you feel like it was being prioritized and she was struggling in other areas. If she was putting on her makeup every day and doing great and not stressed and not anxiety, you wouldn't give a shit about if she did her makeup or not.
Right. It's because she's poopy diarrhea face because she felt like her makeup wasn't great. Like, she's like, I don't feel confident today. My makeup didn't come out great. And it's like,
but I get that.
I guess I don't. And
if I'm wearing an outfit that I feel like in, or I feel like my makeup or my hair came out like shit, I just feel like insecure, like, all day. You just don't feel as confident.
I don't know. I just want to shake the both of yous.
I'm fine with it, though. I know I love my makeup, and that's fine with me.
No, but I'm saying, like, everything. Look at who you are in life and what you have and what you've achieved.
You don't have days where you're insecure? Everybody does.
I mean,
Even, like, the biggest celebrities that you think should be so happy because they've accomplished so much and they're so beautiful and they're so great have days where they're insecure and feel crappy about themselves. That's, like, normal. You know?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yes. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think somebody's makeup, though.
Because you don't wear it.
No, but I think, like, there's so much more in life. There's so many more important things. And I think that if my daughter is walking around like her dog just died.
I don't get that down on myself.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just like, oh, my makeup looks like shit today.
But that's what I'm saying. That's totally different. And that's what I mean. Like, I see her. Like, yesterday she was struggling. And then, you know, I was like, after asking her 5,000 times, like, Aaliyah, what's going on? She's like, Ma, I don't feel confident. I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, my makeup didn't come out great today. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't comprehend that. Even when I was a kid and I wore a face of makeup in my hair 10 feet tall, I would not let a bad hair day or a bad makeup day
ruin your day.
That right, and that's what I'm trying to say. And I didn't have the fucking smarts like my daughter has the smarts. I didn't have the popular friend group, you know. Like, so she has so many things that I think, like, just because she had a bad makeup day or a bad hair day or a bad outfit day, she shouldn't allow it to affect the rest of her day.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah. So I do understand. It makes you confident. It makes you feel better. If it doesn't, like, I honestly do get all that, but I just feel like you're going to allow it to ruin your day?
Yeah.
No.
Well, she also suffers from anxiety. So, like, if I'm wearing, like, an outfit, say, that I feel, like, uncomfortable in, or I'm, like, ugh, I rushed out of the house and I don't feel my best, it'll give me, like, a little bit of anxiety, like, you know? And so I feel like I'm just trying to put myself in her shoes. Like, her feelings are probably more heightened when she feels like, don't look at me. She's very conscious about her looks, you know? Like, I was even surprised on when we went out for Mother's Day for you. She didn't go. I always see her with at least her lashes on. I was proud of her for that. She went out with nothing on. But she was so upset.
No, and you know what? She had said that it wasn't that day because it was a Saturday. Mm. But maybe the day before that, Aaron had came over. Mm-hmm. And I think it was like a surprise. Like, he was just stopping by. And she was like, hair in a messy bun, no makeup or anything like this. And he was like, wow. Like, aww. He's never saw her.
She doesn't show it to him?
And aww. I said, like, she came out and she's like, wow. She's like, you know, Aaron, just whatever. And I was feeling uncomfortable, whatever. And I said, and what did he think? And then she told me, I said, see?
No.
Like, do you see? Like, it doesn't matter.
When it's affecting her that much, it's like, it's not that big of a deal in the grand scheme.
It's not like she had, and I told her, I said, Aaliyah, like, I don't know. I mean, we could just sit here and go back and forth.
I know. No,
but
I get it.
It's like, you know, I know, like, things, and that's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying when I was younger, I do remember it, like, I couldn't leave the house without doing my makeup. Like, I do remember those days. So I'm not saying, like, it shouldn't be or whatever. I'm just saying, like, I don't want it to get to the extreme that it does with her.
Yeah.
Like, I feel I'll like it affects her a lot more, you know? So that's what I mean. So sorry. She just needs to not let it really bring her down so much.
She also does struggle with acne, too, which we don't have that issue. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole nother, like, feeling, you know?
And that's the other thing. Let your face fucking breathe. You're piling on all this.
It's gonna be worse,
And that's the other thing. I'm like, Aaliyah, summer's coming. Take off your face.
Take a day to slather in some skincare. You know, hydrate your face.
Sit in the sun. As soon as she sits in the sun, her acne clears up.
Like, dries up. Yeah.
Sit in the sun. I tell her all the time, do your homework outside at the table. Fucking sit in the sun. It'll help clear up your skin. Yeah. It's like always too much. It's like, it's always an inconvenience. It's always too much. I always bother her. That's how she always makes me feel lately.
But so as a mom, you're like, there's so many solutions to the things you're upset about every day. I'm watching you be upset and you're not doing them.
Correct. Thank you. Yes. Exactly it. And also, when she goes into, I keep saying the real world, not that she's not living it now, but when she goes to college and she's off and she's doing all this stuff and she has a job and she has this stuff, I said to her, Leah, there's going to be times that you have 6 different papers due. You're not going to have time to even fucking eat. Like, I remember watching the kids that I used to work with go through, like, their finals and they had research papers due. And these poor kids did not have a minute to fucking take a pee-pee on the potty.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wondering,
it's gonna get worse.
How is my
now?
Daughter going to be okay mentally if she's freaking out this much over makeup? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what I mean. I don't want the makeup.
It's a mindset.
Yes. And she needs to just understand there's more to life than the face. Yes, do a face. Do a quicker face like you do sometimes. Like you say, just a moisturizer.
Yeah.
I'm rambling. I love you guys. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry.
It's true. I'm sure because there's a lot of people listening that have teenage daughters that want to hear this.
I worry about her.
Yeah, she does. She needs to get her priorities more in line.
And then if I try to talk to her, her rebuttal is just what you said. Ma, if my makeup is good, I feel good, I have a better day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you can't rely on that. And that's what I'm trying to, and I don't know how to say, maybe you moms out there of teenage kids can help me, or even you who are listening can help me say in a way that she won't feel like I'm just like telling her to take off her eyelashes and her makeup, because that's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying I just don't want her mental health to suffer if it's a day that she's not looking her best.
Right.
You know?
I don't know, it's hard. We live in a day and age where also there's a lot of social media comparison. She's looking at other people a lot, feeling like she has to put on fake lashes every day to look good. It's like, you don't need to do all that to look your... I can't put on fake lashes.
You know what
I don't have time for that.
You know what I fucking told her too? Like, she of all people, no, between you, between Zane, between herself, you guys take 1,000 pictures to find that one that you love, right, to post.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at other people's things... They do the same thing.
And it's edited. And they're edited.
Exactly. I said, so you're looking up to not reality.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm trying to teach her. Like, you're looking, you're like, oh my God, look at this picture, Mom. Look at her, though. Look at her. And it's like, what do you, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get it. I think it gets to a point where if you're wearing makeup healthily, there's nothing wrong with that. But if it's, like, excessive to the point where you don't even feel comfortable with yourself without it, it becomes an issue.
And I think,
like,
that's what it
that
is.
That day on Mother's Day was the first time I've seen Aaliyah without makeup in years.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know what I mean? Like, we're family. She always has makeup on. Like, I'm around you guys without makeup all the fucking time.
And I see her without makeup and I'm like, oh.
Like, yeah, but I'm also 24, like, I've learned.
Right.
She's going through a teenage phase. You have to remember that.
Right. I just...
She just started doing this, like, heavier makeup not too long ago.
Yeah, this year.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like...
It's new. She's figuring it out, and one day she'll find new routines, like different moisturizers that work better, and she'll find, you know, she's exploring the makeup world. She's just learning. When I was her age, I was wearing foundation that was 20 times too dark, and I think I thought I had to wear it every day, and I did all these, like, heavy, like, makeup looks, and I thought that I looked better, and I didn't. But it just takes learning and trial and error and growing up. And then you look back and you'll be like, I was like, why the fuck did I do my brows so damn big and dark? Like, you look like an idiot. Or why did I wear fucking lipstick that looked like the color of my face, like foundation lips? Like, you know, like, you just make mistakes like that. And then you realize it's not that big of a deal. It's not that important. And you find a routine that's quicker, easier. One day she's going to be like, oh, I have nice long lashes. I don't need to put on fake lashes. You know, it's not worth it. And she'll get over, like, the superficial aspect of it. Right. But I think she's just in that teenage
phase. That's exactly the word that I was telling her yesterday. It's superficial. Yeah. It doesn't define who you are. Sure, it makes you feel better, but it doesn't define who you are.
Right. You don't have to ruin your day over it.
I said, when Aaron saw you without makeup, what did he think? And that when, you know, and I'm like, did it change his feelings towards you? You know, do you think if you saw your friend without makeup today that you'd be like, oh, I'm not going to be her friend?
Yeah.
You know? And she said that one of her friends has her, like, a larger nose. And I said, do you look at her nose or do you look at her as like, wow, she's a good friend? I said, that's the point, Aaliyah. People aren't going to notice, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
no one's looking at you.
Right.
You're not that important.
Right.
I said, like, not like, just yes, her.
She's
just
like,
saying
I
in
think
general.
Even my eyebrows are uneven now. And I looked at her and I'm like,
oh, God.
If you take out a micro ruler and like maybe.
Sisters,
but,
not twins.
But that's what I mean. That's how bad it is for her. She's like, I think my eyebrows are even...
Oh, it's excessive.
Yeah.
She cares too much about it.
Yeah.
Like, I care, but, like, not that much.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, why. And yeah. I think it's the age. I don't remember ever being that bad.
Yeah.
But I do remember, like, if my mom said Harold was coming over for dinner, like, oh. I would run up... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, quickly just do something. Yeah. But not... have it affect me the way it affects her. So
understood. It's too extreme.
It's too extreme. And it's all superficial bullshit because she's the same person regardless, makeup or no makeup. And that's what I was trying to tell her yesterday.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you for talking and letting me vent because I do feel better because I try to be a good mom, you know, and you don't want to say things that are going to make her feel worse. You know, like you said, like as soon as I said, like the makeup is and all that, and you were like, yeah, but it makes me feel more confident. I'm going to go out and have a better day. So I don't want to tear her down for thinking what she's doing. But at the same time, I don't want it to affect her mental health.
Yeah.
You know,
you also have to be careful how you treat yourself around her. You're nitpicking. If you're nitpicking yourself, saying like things about you, your kids pick up on that shit.
Yeah, but I really don't. I mean, yeah, I complain about my weight. I complain about my weight and I wish I had a pretty smile, but it's not like I go, you know, like I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I told her. I said, Aaliyah, you know I love me as a person. Like, I think I'll be the best friend to anybody. Like, I know I'm a good person.
It's hard because it's a fine line. It's like everybody has their own insecurities and like, you have to honor that, you know? Like,
right.
You know, like, you could look at somebody and be like, oh my God, they're so beautiful, but they weigh more than you. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's all perspective. So it's like, yeah, she's insecure about her eyebrows and you may think it's dumb, but she thinks it's the world. And she may see you and go, my mom's beautiful just exactly the way she is, but you think your weight is this huge, big issue.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's all perspective. We're all hard on ourselves where we have an insecurity and everybody else thinks we're beautiful for it. I have insecurities that I'm sure you'd be like, Alyssa, are you fucking stupid? You know what I mean? Like, my face, that I've been getting like injections in my face, like nobody's noticing that. But it's an insecurity to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or like my redness on my cheeks. Like people are like, are you fucking kidding me? You have great skin. Like, yeah, it could be worse. And I actually wrote that in my Gratefuls the other day because I look at my skin in the mirror and I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, I could have literally like acne and scarring all over my face. And I don't. So, like, be grateful, bitch. You could be fucking paralyzed from your back. Bitch can walk. Gratefuls.
Yep.
We love the grateful.
We do.
Aaliyah just started doing gratefuls every morning.
She says she does. I don't know. Because she used to do it in front of me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You should do it. Me and Zane keep a notebook on our kitchen island. Family gratefuls. Yeah. And then you can look at each other.
I think I said I was going to do it on the whiteboard, but
it
never happened.
You get like a crappy notebook, whatever, like a notebook that you have lying around. And then like, I'll show you Zane and I. It's like we just do columns and every day we put the date and we write them down.
Mm.
Sorry, I got distracted because I got a text message. Why does it pop? How do I need to turn it off my laptop?
I don't know, but I think we've rambled enough.
Okay.
I thank you for listening to Alyssa. And to all of you listening, thank you for letting me get all my rants out off. This helps. This is my escape right now. So I thank you all.
And I'm sure also that people that relate will chat with you in the group and stuff too.
Yeah.
Those of you that have like teenage daughters or if you know somebody like
going through things. Yeah. Or even better ways to say it because it's like even talking to you right now, hearing your side of the things, it's like a different way. Like you said, everything is a fine line and I understand that. And because I'm not a makeup wearer, because I don't rely on outward beauty, like I don't count on that. Like I also, like you said, you versus what you were in high school, you're seeing that that's not important.
Yeah.
So at my age and through my life experiences, I realized that a face of makeup didn't change who I was. Mm-hmm. And
it didn't affect you that much.
It didn't affect me that much. And I hope one day she realizes that too. And I don't care. She could wear a whole face of makeup every day for the rest of her life and I'll love her the same.
If she's happy and not depressed, then great.
I just didn't want it to have that much of an effect on her. So
yeah, understandably so.
That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah, totally understandable. I
hate seeing my kids hurt.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so things need to change when you watch somebody be sad over and over again. Need to make a change.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, love you, bye.
She just needs to hear that one sentence that'll click. One day she's going to wake up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, oh. I thought what Erin sang her, it's how beautiful she looked the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought that was going to work.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, if you have any advice for Jerry, guys, send it over to her.
Please.
DM her on Instagram, put it in the Facebook group. Let's have a discussion about it. Well, I don't go on there, so you'll have a discussion with Jerry about it.
Yes, please, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
Okay, love you. Bye.